50s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 15. Tonight, cloudy, rain likely with a low near 46. As we head into Wednesday, cloudy skies will have rain showers likely with a high near 52. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, showers likely, low of 41. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 39.
The State Bank in Axtell is synonymous with quality and integrity in the banking business. Financing for your home, for your farm, or your small business. Contact the loan officers if you need money. Or if you're putting money away for something special. Or just saving for a rainy day. Visit with the professionals at the State Bank of Axtell. They're federally insured. Member FDIC, the State Bank of Axtell.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, good Tuesday. I'm Rick Everett. Police in Topeka say they've arrested a woman suspected of fleeing a fiery weekend crash that killed a man. Police say 35-year-old Jeremy Gerhardt of Topeka died at the scene of a crash late Saturday. Police have arrested 56-year-old Teresa Hooper. She was arrested on Sunday, though it wasn't immediately clear yesterday if formal charges had been filed. Kansas lawmakers have voted to expand the state's Medicaid health care program to more low-income individuals. The bill passed 25-13 in a first-round Senate vote yesterday. It will see a final vote today. If approved, it would then go to the governor. Fire officials in Wichita trying to determine what sparked a weekend house fire that killed a 58-year-old man. Wichita fire officials say 58-year-old Martin Ornelas passed away yesterday morning from his injuries in that fire. Three pets inside the home were rescued. Mid-America Network News.
Hi, Tom Baudet, trying to align my chakras around this hot yoga thing. Yep, they finally found a way to make working out even more uncomfortable. Well, at least with Motel 6, you've got one less thing to sweat. They've got clean, comfortable, and now completely updated rooms at a great low price. So the only thing you're stretching is your dollar. Sounds like my kind of place to namaste. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light and the AC on for you. Book online at Motel6.com.
Blue the dog here for propane. Making the rounds with my owner, the propane man, has allowed me to see a lot. I may just be a simple dog. I didn't attend the elite boarding kennels, and you'll never see me on Barking with the Stars. But I do know that propane is the smart fuel that lets millions of Americans live where they want and how they want. It's clean, reliable, and powers modern appliances from tankless water heaters to high-efficiency furnaces. Learn more at ProudlyPropane.com.
The Kansas Highway Patrol says a 29-year-old Scott City man was killed in a crash yesterday morning that happened on Highway 83 at around 7 o'clock. KSN-TV reports that a 2005 Yukon driven by 29-year-old Nicholas Goh was southbound on Highway 83 when, for an unknown reason, the GMC crossed the center line and struck a semi head-on. Goh was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver of the semi, 45-year-old Lonnie Lucero of Garden City, was transported to the Garden City Hospital for his injuries. As Kansas City deals with gray areas in herbal supplements and regulated pharmaceutical medication, the number of shops in the area that sell hemp oil is beginning to rise. Kansas City Star reports the shops sell the product known as cannabis oil, which derives from the cannabis plant, most known as marijuana. Despite the legal risks involving medical marijuana dispensaries, many shops in Kansas City are upfront about their products. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Tuesday. I'm Rick Everett. Authorities have released the names of the drivers involved in a fatal collision in southeast Nebraska. That accident occurred around 7 o'clock yesterday morning at a rural intersection on U.S. Highway 77 south of Lincoln. The Lancaster County Sheriff's Office says a westbound car driven by 87-year-old Laverta Bear of Hastings didn't halt at the intersection and was struck by another vehicle, which then struck a third vehicle. Bear died at the scene. A man has been given 20 to 60 years in prison for killing his wife on their farm near Maxwell in western Nebraska. Nebraska Attorney General's office says 62-year-old Emerson Craig was sentenced yesterday in North Platte. Authorities say Craig reported that his wife had been crushed by a hay bale in April of 2014, but he actually had killed her and staged the accident scene so he could collect double on her life insurance policy. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
When's the best time to buy Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 40 years straight? Now is the time, during Ford Truck Month, at your Midwest Ford dealers.
Let me hear you say truck, yeah, let's crank it on up, yeah, till the sun comes up, yeah.
It's Ford Truck Month. Get to your Midwest Ford dealers for once-a-year savings on Ford F-150 and the all-new Ford Super Duty. The best-selling trucks in America for 40 straight years. The all-new Super Duty is the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. An F-150 combines greater strength and less weight with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and steel frame. Works harder so you can work smarter. And if there's ever a time to buy one, it's now. With huge cash rebates, super low financing, and special limited-time Truck Month offers. Hurry to your Midwest Ford dealers today and let me hear you say,
yeah! Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas State Senator Elaine Bowers was a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. She said budget issues continue to be front and center among issues facing legislators.
One of those is our rescission bill for the 2017 budget. So right now, the process is it's in conference committee, so they're working out the differences between the House version and the Senate version to bring us back a package the first of the week. And this is really to, as Kansas has constitutionally, has to balance the budget by the end of the fiscal year, which is June 30th of 17, and our tax revenues came in much less than were anticipated. So this is the bill that will plug that hole.
Elaine Bowers went on to elaborate her position and her issues with the process involved in the budget negotiations.
And I am a big stickler on the process working right, but rather than our leadership sending this to the tax committee, so our tax committee could look at the House bill and then make it better, change it, anything we wanted to do with their version, and then have a Senate plan, and then vote on our Senate plan to match the House plan. But this didn't happen. It went straight to the Senate floor where it was debated. It did pass off the Senate floor. I voted no on it at that time because I just really do like the Senate having its own position. And then when you go into conference, you can even out the differences. But in this case, it was just the House bill. It wasn't thoroughly vetted. And I do have to mention, back in 2012, that's how we have this tax bill now that has failed to fully fund our budgetary needs that we have for Kansas. It was a Senate bill sent to the House that said, do you agree with this bill, yes or no? And so we were trying to undo the same way it was done to begin with. And it's a very uncomfortable place to be.
Nell Warner, age 93, of Lynn, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 3 until 7. Family will receive friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home of Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Raymond Warner. Grace A. Valentine, age 104, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Graveside service Friday, 10:30 at the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 5 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Grace Valentine. Porta E. Argo, age 99, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service 2 p.m. this afternoon at the United Methodist Church in Oquito. Burial in the Oquito Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Porta Argo. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, ribs, baked potato, wheat bread, kraut, peas, and blushing pears. Tomorrow, chicken fried steak, mashed potato, a wheat roll, tomato and zucchini, and berry bliss. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
Saving for retirement can seem complicated, confusing, even scary, but it doesn't have to be. Hi, I'm Katie Smith, Assistant Vice President for United Bank and Trust here in Marysville, and we're here to help. As we go through tax season, now is the perfect time to think about opening an individual retirement account, better known as an IRA. If you have questions or want to get started, stop by and ask for me, Katie. I'd love to walk through the process with you. Saving for retirement with an IRA at United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like we have yet another low pressure system that'll be making its way out of the Rockies and will continue across the central and southern parts of the United States, bringing showers and thunderstorms and possible severe weather, especially in Texas and the southern parts of Oklahoma as we head throughout today and into tomorrow. It does look like we'll still continue to see mild temperatures right around the lower to mid 50s. So looking at the forecast throughout the rest of this Tuesday, cloudy, high near 58. Tonight we'll have rain likely with a low near 46. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, we'll have rain showers likely. We'll see temperatures at 52, wind gusts as high as 25. For Wednesday night, rain showers likely with a low near 41. As into Thursday, mostly cloudy, we'll have rain likely with a high of 49. And Thursday night, mostly cloudy skies. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late March, 61. Record high on this date, 87 in 1895. The average low, 37. The record low is 15 degrees in 1913. Sunset this evening, 7:42. Sunrise in the morning at 7:12. 36 degrees with a light north wind this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 28th of March. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's no secret that the Wagon Wheel is one of Marysville's favorite dining destinations. But did you know about the rewards program? Get signed up and start earning your rewards like free cinnamon rolls, free burgers, even a free ribeye dinner. Every dollar spent is a point earned. It's the perfect spot for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Sign up today for your rewards only from the Wagon Wheel.
Critics agree. Two thumbs up for Sounds of the Cinema. Presidio Brass, a five-member brass ensemble from San Diego, will perform Hollywood's hits Tuesday, March 28th at 7 o'clock in the Marysville High School Auditorium. This free concert will include a special performance by the Marysville and Valley Heights bands. Sounds of the Cinema will feature film music with a good dose of wit and humor, the signature of any Presidio Brass concert. Tuesday, March 28th at 7 o'clock. Sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative with support from Marysville Convention and Tourism.
Build and design your dream home with Quality Homes of Summerfield. Come to their annual open house Saturday, April 1st, 10 to 4, and Sunday, April 2nd, from 1 to 4. Meet their team, tour their model homes, and enjoy a bite to eat. Quality Homes has built custom homes for families in northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska for over 30 years. Visit their open house April 1st and 2nd, 10 to 4 Saturday, 1 to 4 Sunday, in Summerfield. Built for life, built for you. Quality Homes.
Abs are stunned in San Antonio. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. The Spurs dominate the defending champs.
Down to Williams trying to post up on Mills. Poked away by Anderson. Gasol gets it ahead to Mills. Bounce pass to Leonard. Left-hand slam in transition.
On WOAI, San Antonio defeats Cleveland 103-74. The Cavs have lost two straight and are now second in the East behind the Celtics. Russell Westbrook had quite the night.
Westbrook, crossover, pulled up, pop, 17-foot jumper, straight away, drops!
On WWLS, Westbrook hits the game winner and gets his 37th triple-double of the season as the Thunder edge the Mavs 92-91. And it came down to the wire in Sacramento. Here's the call on KHTK.
Carter with the inbounds to Conley. Conley being chased, races up the floor, goes to Zebo, three to win it, off the iron, no good, grab, thrown back up by the Grizz, no good at the buzzer.
The Kings defeat the Grizzlies 91-90. Over to the ice, an OT winner in Tampa Bay.
Patrick Kane slowly at the center. Lifts it for Keith. Right wing Panarin. Ran into a poke check. Puck taken away. Yanni Gord on the counter. David Breakaway. Gord trying to come in alone. Shoot! Score! 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 Yanni Gord!
On WFLA, the Lightning defeat the Blackhawks 5-4. It also took extra time for the Hurricanes and Red Wings to find a winner.
Over the line, Skinner with a blast from the left circle, and Mrazek came way out to make the save. Here's Athanasiou busting over the line, moving in, cuts out in front, he scores! Oh, what a beautiful play!
A 97.1 the ticket. Detroit defeats Carolina 4-3. Canes goaltender Eddie Lack was taken off the ice on a stretcher after a collision on the game-winning goal, but gave a thumbs up to the crowd before leaving. In the women's NCAA tournament, UConn is headed for its 10th straight Final Four, defeating 10th-seeded Oregon 90-52 for its 111th straight victory. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
The season of preparation never stops in the world of archery and bow hunting. Whether it's indoor 3D or indoor target or just getting that new bow fit and ready for deer season, Blue River Archery has the knowledge and products to help you out. 2017 lineup of Hoyt, Matthews, and Elite bows are in stock for your selection. Remember, any box store or basement bandit can sell you a bow. But for the best equipment, expertise, knowledge, and customer service in Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, call Blue River Archery in Fairbury. 729-2062, now open 1 to 7, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And 9 to 4 on Saturday.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Mexico is mulling over drafting trade agreements that offer Brazil and Argentina duty-free access to the Mexican market for corn. Mexico is the world's largest buyer of U.S. corn, and the potential move by Mexico is seen as a shift away from American imports. An eagerness to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement by President Trump has corn buyers in Mexico concerned and exploring other options. Trump has called NAFTA unfair to the U.S. and has vowed to renegotiate the deal or walk away. Mexico currently imports 98% of its corn from the U.S., and total U.S. farm sales to Mexico worth an estimated $17.7 billion last year. That's five times greater than when NAFTA came into force. USDA says corn imports by Mexico from the U.S. were worth $2.3 billion in 2015. Bans on meat imports from Brazil following the announced investigation into alleged bribery over meat safety issues were short-lived, as China, Chile, and Egypt have now resumed imports from Brazil. The temporary bans by the three nations were lifted over the weekend, but meat purchases from the processing plants under investigation will remain suspended. The countries were among more than a dozen nations that have restricted purchases from Brazil following the March 27th announcement of an investigation into alleged corruption involving 33 public sanitary inspectors and 21 meat processing plants. The decisions to resume purchases bring some relief to the Brazilian meat industry, which accumulated millions of dollars in losses last week due to those temporary bans. China alone, the second largest importer of Brazilian poultry, third largest buyer of pork. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Agriculture Secretary nominee Sonny Perdue vowed at his confirmation hearing to be a voice in the administration for agriculture trade, including trade with Cuba. Senate Agriculture Committee members are still reviewing Perdue's answers to written questions that were submitted during and after the confirmation hearing. This is ahead of a business meeting vote for Perdue's nomination to Agriculture Secretary. The catch is this vote may not occur now until after the Easter recess. But Perdue apparently impressed folks with his promises on what he would do as Ag Secretary.
Farmers are really struggling to be profitable, hold on, and many times even the best farmers are not able to produce a product even with the best production capabilities they may have. So I think trade is really the answer. I look forward to being an advisor and a counsel to this administration, U.S. Trade Representative, specifically about the benefit that we have of farm products to sell around the world.
Ag Secretary nominee Sonny Perdue. Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. Check out their parts online, abilenemachine.com. We're still a little chilly in the northern section of Kansas, running in the mid to upper 40s.
for soil temperatures this morning. We've touched 50 degrees in southwestern and far southeastern Kansas. In Oklahoma, same story, some low 50s across the northern sections of the state. Those temperatures warm as we go towards the southeast and southwest to, in some cases, the mid-50s. Slowly, slowly warming up from south to north. Once again, upper 40s, low 50s across much of Kansas, and we're seeing some low to mid-50s across Oklahoma. 4-inch soil temperatures as of 7 a.m. Ag News, Soil Temperature Reports, Mid-America Ag Network.
You don't always find a place to go for gaming fun that combines cutting-edge gaming technology, first-rate dining, a champion golf experience, and the best hotel accommodations, coupled with the most friendly and courteous staff. But that's exactly what you'll find at Prairie Band Casino and Resort. Located just north of Topeka on Highway 75, the Prairie Band Complex is home to an entertainment experience and staff that ensure a great time every time. Experience Prairie Band Casino and Resort, the best in the game.
Mark your calendar for the 58th annual Green Garden Angus Production Sale coming up April 3rd. This year, Green Garden Angus will be selling 91 of the breed's finest carcass quality bulls, ranking in the top 2% in the country for marbling EPD. Selling our 45 fall 18-month bulls and 46 spring yearling bulls with a combination of calving ease, marbling, and efficiency. Don't miss your chance to get your next bull from Green Garden Angus. Monday, April 3rd, starting at 1 p.m. at the farm south of Lorain. Call 785-472-3752 or visit greengardenangus.com. A Green Garden bull doesn't cost, he pays.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which we all know and appreciate, is agriculture. It's tough getting started farming, but the state of Indiana is trying to help some small farmers out. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
The state of Indiana has rolled out a branding and marketing program called Indiana Grown. There are similar programs in other states, but Ted McKinney, the Indiana Department of Agriculture director, says what they're finding with Indiana Grown is that it's helping the bottom lines of farmers, both new and small and old and big.
Many times it's a brand new startup farmer. Good for them. Lots of times, though, it's a traditional farmer that you'd see going down the road who want to bring a son, a daughter, a niece, a nephew back to the operation, but it's just not profitable now. So they're looking at different ways to do that. And it's just heartwarming to hear of these folks catching some extra business opportunity by way of this brand.
The idea of selling direct from farm to consumer goes back as far as agriculture, I suppose. And certainly in recent years, we've seen a revival of it in cities with farmers' markets all over the place. But how does Indiana Grown differ from that? Is it like a farmer's market, just on a huge scale?
For sure. Many of our Indiana Grown members still do the farmers markets. It's just that they're limited in the number of family members or employees that can get to all of the farmers markets. So what they'll do is they'll participate in the farmers markets, but they're also seeing a more regular, consistent, and I'd say more efficient distribution of their products through Indiana Grown and the distributors that are set up to do that. So they're doing both, frankly.
It has been a tough go for many farmers because of commodity prices over the last couple of years. In general, how are Indiana farmers doing?
On the farm, it's pretty tough these days. We're in year three or four of a really down farm economy. I would say if they're breaking even at best, most are not. Now, farmers are used to this. They went through a very, very boom time a few years ago, so this is a cyclical thing that many are used to. But the younger farmers, it's going to be tough if we have another year or two. I would say, though, before the farm gate, producers, technology providers, and those after the farm gate, it is just a crazy and wonderful time in Indiana. We're adding a lot of processing in the way of dairy, in pork, in poultry, two pet food companies, two North America headquarters for equipment companies have come here. It's at a great time overall in the agribusiness area, But I tell you, a lot rides on that farm, so we're sure hoping we can get prices to rebound in the next year or two.
Amen to that. Ted McKinney, Director of the Indiana Department of Agriculture. Back after this.
There will be a farm machinery and collectible auction for the Ivan Hula Estate Saturday, April 1st. Sale begins at 10 a.m. from the east edge of Blue Rapids, a block west of Raymond Street, then a half block north. Collectibles, tools, and miscellaneous selling at 10 a.m. Car, trucks, tractors, and machinery selling at 1 o'clock. Vehicles include a 2009 Lincoln Signature Limited Town Car, 4-door, 84,000 miles, a 1975 GMC 6000 V8 2-ton truck, all-metal bed with hoist, a 1991 Dodge Ram 1500 pickup, Arctic Cat 300 4x4 four-wheeler, 12-volt Shaven 25-gallon four-wheeler sprayer with 10-foot booms and hand wand, an Alice Chalmers 8050 diesel tractor, D17 Series 3 gas tractor, and a Massey Ferguson 750 diesel combine. Plus other machinery, antiques, and collectibles. Collectibles, tools, and miscellaneous selling at 10 o'clock. The car, trucks, tractors, and machinery at 1 o'clock, Saturday, April 1st. Sale to be held from the east edge of Blue Rapids, a block west of Raymond Street, then a half block north. For information, contact Klein Realty and Auction. Check their website for more details at mcclivestock.com/Klein Realty.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. degrees. Highs top 50 today. Cloudy weather continues.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
March 29th is Vietnam Veterans Day, and Professional Barber Stylist proudly salutes all of the men and women who served our country during the Vietnam War. Our grateful nation honors and thanks you for your great valor. From Professional Barber Stylist in Beatrice, haircuts that are affordable.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Well, reports are Bruce Weber is going to return for a sixth season. Cake TV reports that interim athletics director Laird Veach announced yesterday to the Manhattan Mercury that head basketball coach Bruce Weber will be back at Kansas State for a sixth season. The move comes after what Cake TV calls a mediocre tenure at K-State thus far for Weber. Prior to this season's 21-14 finish, resulting in an NCAA tournament run, the Wildcats recorded seasons with just 15 and 17 wins. Weber is set to make $2.15 million.